And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. Ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben. My friends, my fellow Americans. Folks, Trump just won the election. Just flat out won that mother plucker. His announcement yesterday, I told you guys, when I went to Mar-a-Lago, folks, Trump is pro-crypto. Trump is pro-Bitcoin. Trump is pro-freedom. The progressives of the U.S. government hate the Bitcoin because it takes away their power. But they have to adopt it because they understand that if they don't adopt it, they die. Their system is done. Their system is over. Their system is collapsing. Now they are running to Bitcoin. Folks, I want you to understand, anybody right now looking at the price of friggin' Bitcoin and going, geez, I wish it would go up. Folks, there's a link under here for Caleb and Brown. They're an over-the-counter that I recommend. The reason I recommend them is they've never failed. I've never heard a complaint. I've never had anything. I'm meeting with one of the top dogs of Caleb and Brown while I'm in Miami at the Bitcoin Day this weekend. By the way, if you want to meet me and my team in Miami, come to the Bitcoin Day event in Miami this Saturday. I'll be there live, on stage, in panels, talking about my clubs, my business model that I came up with my clubs. People have no idea the capabilities of the crypto technology implemented into businesses. Folks, I have came up with a perpetual growth business model that the community of that you service in your business or in your organization or in your website can own future locations with their membership fees. It's where your members get ownership in the organization and your organization gets funding for future expansion. It's a win-win, and it's all because of Bitcoin and cryptos. Everybody profits as the net worth of the organization grows. And what's even better is it's decentralized. It naturally decentralizes the organization so that the organization cannot be taken down. You have your own funding mechanism. You don't need a bank. Let me say that again. You don't need a bank. Folks, as people start to wrap their plucking minds around what I've created, what I have actually created, and my teams have helped me build, it puts the power in the hands of the people of the organization. This is the future model for corporate growth. Basically DAOs, decentralized organizations, except applied to real life businesses. Hypothetically, you own a gym and you implement my business model and my proprietary software from my software company, New Rich Revolution Technologies. Your membership funds the opening of the next gym. And the membership owns a portion of the next club, the next location. They'll earn more through this structure than they're paying for the membership. You talk about active investing. That's active investing. This is what people haven't figured out yet. And this is what I'm going to talk about at BlackRock Day. Freudian slip. Bitcoin Day in Miami. And I can't, there's a guy that's going to be there named Breedlove, right? I can't wait until Breedlove hears what I have to say and watch how quickly his jaw hits the fucking floor. Because he's brilliant. And as soon as I said it, as soon as I say it, it's going to click. And his jaw is going to go through the effing floor. This is the future of business. This is the shareable economy. And that's not the only, folks, I got so much damn news. But what's that one guy who goes, now look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Folks, look at this. Okay. Listen up, folks. One, $100 billion could flow into Bitcoin if European regulators make Bitcoin an approved asset that can be included in UCITS, UCITS. All right, folks, this makes BlackRock News look like they're Girl Scouts at a grocery store selling Girl Scout cookies. The UCITS market is $12.8 trillion. The whole United States ETF market is 6.5. It's twice, almost twice the size of the whole US ETF market. Jilly Dilly says he's almost as good to look at as you, Ben. Jilly Dilly, thank you, babe. Don't tell your husband, girl. Wink, wink. Folks, I want you to understand, if you're looking at the price of Bitcoin and you're going, man, I really wish it would go up. Folks, when this thing goes up, it's going to go so damn fast. You're going to go, oh, look, Bitcoin's, holy Jesus. I should have bought more. The link under here for Caleb and Brown. They're out of Australia. Their wire transfers look like you're transferring it to a law firm. So they don't get a lot of hassle on wire transfers. And as long as you don't tell your bank, oh, I'm buying some Bitcoin. Anybody who does that is just silly. Like you say, why are you wiring this money over to Australia? A legal investment. They're my investment agent over in Australia. Folks, use my link under here and open an account. Trust me, folks. Why do you think the SEC is going after Robinhood and all of the other exchanges that aren't Coinbase? Folks, if you're going to rely on Coinbase, you're plucked. Oh, use Caleb and Brown. You actually talk to a real freaking person. Not like Coinbase where you're like, well, I hope that went through. No, you have an agent. And using my link, you save 30%. Folks, I haven't even begun yet. I'm announcing some things to my venture capital group probably next week. And because they're members of my venture capital group, I'm going to let them actually, I'm going to let them in before I let everyone else in. And if you're interested in the venture capital group, which has limited shares, call up the club. If you have any questions, call the club. 941-960-1180. Call the club and say, hey, what's this venture capital group? What's these clubs?